This is the Midday Market Report for Monday on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson. Corn is trading a little bit lower this morning with a wetter forecast for the drier areas of Brazil, but corn futures remain in a sideways pattern for now, stuck between support and resistance. Delays in Brazilian corn planting due to weather issues could open up a window for increased U.S. exports, which may provide some support to the market as time goes on. U.S. corn export sales are 36% ahead of last year, and U.S. corn is competitively priced on the global market. Last week, there was an announced sale of soybeans each day, totaling over 52 million bushels, with some to China and some to unknown destinations. Even so, soybeans are a little bit softer this morning due to increased rain in the forecast for the central and northern regions of Brazil. Dry conditions for some of Brazil's early planted soybeans may have already taken a toll, with harvest in Mato Grosso showing some poor yield so far. Last week's NOPA crush report showed a record for the month of November, with a crush at 189 million bushels. And so far, there have been no additional purchases of U.S. wheat from China since the last announcement 2 weeks ago. There was some anticipation that they may continue to buy, but without that support, wheat may be running into some upside resistance. We will have a check of the numbers next.
Now that harvest has wrapped up and temperatures have plummeted, farmers are finally able to take a breath and catch up on some year-end tasks in December. This month is an opportune time for farmers to reflect on what this year has provided in the way of obstacles, as well as learning experiences. But of course, the most important thing is that December is a month that is best enjoyed by sharing time with loved ones while celebrating the holiday season. From all of us at the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, have a happy holiday season and remember to take some time to enjoy yourself in the company of your friends and family after a long year of hard work.
At midday, March corn down 4.5 at 478.5. January soybeans up 2.75 at 1318.5. January soybean meal down $4.90 at 410.50. January soybean oil up 28 cents at 50.27. Chicago wheat down 7 even at 6.22 1/4. Minneapolis wheat down 5 3/4 at 7.25 even. Kansas City hard red wheat down 7 1/4 at 6.35 1/2. On the Merck, December live cattle up 87 cents at 169.10. January feeder cattle up $3.40 at 224.30. February lean hogs down 30 cents at 71.60. February pork cutout unchanged at 81.72. This has been a check of the midday markets on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.